Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Never know how much I love you, never know how much I care, and I get that fever feeling when Sheffield Live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
You're listening to Sheffield Dawn on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Wake up to something different on Sunday mornings by joining me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz. The finest in modern jazz, from hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz every Sunday morning at 9 on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM.
Hello, this is Nat Johnson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
This is Sheffield Live.
All ages, all genders, all sexualities, all ethnicities, all abilities, all communities, all together. Be our guest at Diversity Fest. Yes!
Diversity Fest Radio, every Thursday, 3 till 4 pm, on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and at sheffieldlive.org.
Thank you. Hey up, Sheffield. The aliens have landed. I'm here. I'm live in the studio, broadcasting from the big cupboard. Apologies, I was a bit late today, so I just got in about 30 seconds before I was live to go, ready to go on air, but I am here. Proves it's live, doesn't it? I mean, if you pre-recorded something, you wouldn't make yourself get here at 1 minute two. No, I had a bit of trouble getting in, and the bus was delayed, but I'm here. So, is anyone listening? Do I do this just to annoy myself? Is there anybody out there? I think Carl has seen the message. I don't know if he's listening. He never listens anyway. It is I, the Trev. Yes. This week, though, the microphone's working properly. So thank you to whoever fixed it between last week and this week. Because I'm back in stereo and I can hear myself. And I don't have to go 1 millimetre from the microphone. So thank you. Whoever fixed it, well done. It's amazing what you can do with sellotape, isn't it? This week, it's part 5 of our latest Festive 33, the random and totally unscientific end-of-year chart, which features people that got something vaguely to do with Diversity Fest and are brilliant. This week, it's numbers, what are we up to? 55 to 45, inclusive. Yes, of course we're inclusive. We're always inclusive. Yeah, but we can only include 11 tracks per week because the show is only an hour long. Actually, the show is only 58 minutes long because we have to play an advert as well. Although I know it's some naughty people don't do that. Next year, I'm going to obey the rules. I always have done. First up, at number 55, you heard The Birds by Gemma Gray. Love that track. It's quite old, but it's really nice. What do you think of what I'm playing? What do you think of my presenting skills or lack of them? What are you doing this week? Have you seen any good bargains for that season, which doesn't start until December? Which is after Sunday, you can hammer me with all the rubbish Xmas stuff. I'm just going to go around wearing headphones while I'm going out and about. I won't be able to hear anything anywhere. But yeah, post us a message on Fart Burp or send me a text on 0790-263-2755. You should know the drill by now. I've been doing this for 6 years. I know. It's amazing. How do I get away with this?
You can find out more about Diversity Fest by visiting our website at diversityfest.wordpress.com, where you can leave a message on the contact page.
He set sail on a cold, cold day. Wind was whipping at the sail. I've got to go, got to fly myself away. And there's nothing left to say. Packed a bag and he crept out before dawn. Kissed his babies one by one. Where I'm headed, I cannot say. As he sailed towards the sun. Ooh, and the wind it whipped the sails. And the tide took him on. On the rails. One more day and I'll be done. 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 across the sea, just a drop in the ocean. Little vessel on the waves, couldn't see what was on the horizon. Packed his bags and sailed away. Ooh, and the wind that whipped the sails, and the tide took him on. Ooh, and the waves crashed on a rail. One more day and I'll be done. 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 One more day and I'll be
I'm back, thoroughly zen and relaxed. I do love that song. What was it? At number 54, you heard One More Day by Ellie Long of Bit and Whippet fame, but that's her solo. Excellent. Nice one. Right, what's next? Is it a bit more lively? Oh, this is lovely too. The order of this chart is somewhat random, but roughly reflected by the number of times I've played an artist during the year. When it comes to selecting which track to play, it's usually the first one I can find on my computer because I'm hurriedly putting a show together. However, this week you've got lots of relaxing tunes. Well, or have you?
Hi, it's Nick Robinson, looping guitarist. I always tune into Diversity Fest Radio, who work hard to promote Sheffield music. Listen in every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. or online at sheffieldlive.org.
Coming, maybe we knew, but my heart lifted the day she gave me you, and as our love withered, your leaves grew Ferdinand. You look so frail with your stocks all leaning, I'm afraid to hurt you cause my thumbs aren't green, but I was patient and I was keen, Ferdinand. Ferdinand, oh, my love is enough, Ferdinand. In the beginning, when we're filled with hope, all of those warning signs we just ignore. But as time goes on, we can't just let those go, Ferdinand. pit of my stomach, deep in my lungs. Although I love her, I don't think she's the one, and she'll want answers, but I have none for them. Ferdinand, oh, my love is enough for Ferdinand. Ferdinand, love alone, it ain't enough for Ferdinand. You're the good I hold on to. You're the good I hold on. Lump in my throat, I don't know what to say. She'd be by my side if I could have my way, but it ain't fair to ignore it or keep it at bay, Ferdinand. Broke my own heart when I told the truth. As it mended, you gave me fruit, but I could lose all my memories, but I'd still have you, Ferdinand. Ferdinand, oh, my love is enough, Ferdinand. Ferdinand, love alone, it ain't enough, Ferdinand. You're the good I hold on to. You're the good I hold on to. Coming, I think we knew, but my heart lifted the day she gave me you, and as I love with it, your leaves grew, Ferdinand. You're the good I hold on to. You're the good I hold on to, Ferdinand.
Wow, fantastic. At number 53 in our totally random and unscientific end of year chart, you heard Ferdinand by Joey Mack. Lovely, nice one. Right, here comes another one. A piece of music, but later poetry makes its reappearance and music gets told where to go.
Find us on Facebook at Diversity Fest Sheffield.
She was used, she was abused, she never knew she was a victim. A drunken father's pleasure, for she was half grown. Ma ignored and she endured until one night in anger. She smashed the bottle on his head and walked out of the door. You might think that she's a bully on the shore. She'd be your mother or your sister or your whore. She waits until you're safely out of view. Then she's looking for another sailor gullible as you. She made her way to sailor's town to begin her education. Polly knew the only way to win was fighting back. She learned the ropes and faced the dopes and dreamed of overstation. She kept half of everything she ever took from Jack. You might think that she's your Polly on the shore. She'll be your mother or your sister or your whore. She'll wait until you're safely out of view. Then she's looking for another sailor gullible as you. Crim told her mom was dead, she wished she could have cried. Rumours of a drunken murder spread through sailor town. Powered free with drunken glee, so Polly had him shanghaied. Woke up
she is quite the lady. She owns almost everything in Dirty Sailor Town. Polly hires, Polly fires, Polly says, well, maybe, maybe Polly can't forget, move to settle down. You might think that she's your Polly on the shore. She'll be your mother or your sister or your whore. Looking for another sailor, good or bad. You might think that she's your Polly on the shore. She'll be your mother or your sister or your whore. She'll wait until you're safely out of view. Then she's looking for another sailor, ghost or fisherman or whaler. Looking for another sailor, good or bad.
Another song about the sea. I think I was a fish in a previous life. That was wonderful, wasn't it? Number 52, Polly on the Shore by the Magpies. Magpies are probably the one act that is that has the most spurious link to Diversity Fest. Kate Griffin is a wonderful musician who performed in one of the early Diversity Fest events, was briefly in the Magpies. Although I don't think she's on that track, but I love the Magpies anyway, so I play them anyway. Ha ha ha! That's the most tenuous link I could think of. Great track, Pirates. I love it how it gets sort of faster as you go along. I mean, it starts about, you know, kind of mid pace, and by the end you're jumping around and pogoing in the studio and falling over stuff. Well, at least you are if you're me.
Hello, I'm Colin Pofo from Sheffield Bands, The Generals, and Earth Tales. You're listening to Diversity Fest Radio on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented by Trevor Tomlin, Thursdays between 3 and 4 p.m. Why don't you give it a go?
Yes!
On a Thursday-Friday train. It's late and your whiskey is wrapped in a map of the world. We three take gentle sips around the table and hope for choppy seas, wind and rain, to harmonise with the sound of the long late-night train passing through Huddersfield like a wrong-way phantom. You have said you are certain you are not destined for great things, but this makes me too sad and I look at another kind of map, relieved to see the sky in the moment you were born says you could be a constellation to outshine us all. Now you tell me, you accuse, as if it's too late. It's never too late. The problem is we all think we know too much about time. We talk of estuaries, the magic of mixing a river and the sea, waiting in a perpetual moment. We talk of those moments while passing through them. I want to point out the waters where the map doesn't say, here be monsters, but should, so I can show you both where we need to sail. A kraken is nothing to fear. Come with me. You won't get sick if you stay on deck, I promise. When the shipping forecast says it's squally in the Irish Sea, we congratulate whatever gods could hear us. We each speak a pantheon. One of them had to be listening.
Poetry! Poetry is the new rock and roll. Music is rubbish. Discuss. So, you musicians out there, you can throw your pesky instruments on the fire. Poetry is all we need. If you disagree, let me know. You may well be right. Oh yeah, maybe don't put them on the bonfire just yet, in case you should change your mind. Wait till the end of the show before burning your guitars, incinerating your drum kits. Poetry, it's the new rock and roll. What do you think? Okay, so what did you hear? At number 51 in our random end of year chart, you heard On a Thursday Friday Train by Kate Garrett. I love that poem so much.
Visit sheffieldlive.org to listen again and download the podcast.
Look away, look back, I've disappeared. Look away, look back, I disappeared.
A nice relaxing sound of a seaside form of transport. Well, it doesn't have to be seaside, does it? Boat horn. Nice. Anyway, before that, you heard an amazing track. You at number 50. Number 50. Are we at 50 already? Yeah. You heard Existence is Futile by Little Imp, a.k.a. Tash. Natasha from Genitals and Mother of Crows and billions of other bands, no doubt. Excellent. Right, I hope you're enjoying this at home. I hope someone's listening. Hello, Carl. If your eyes are better, you might be enjoying hearing this. I hope so.
Okay, the last one I'm going to play is a nocturne by Paderewski.
Thank you.
Classical music. It's the new rock and roll. What do you think? We don't need those pesky electric instruments. Although you can play classical music on an electric piano, like that was displayed, I think. At number 49, you heard Paderewski Nocturne by Claire Turner, as recorded at a previous Diversity Fest. Excellent. I do like those tinkle, tinkle, tinkle piano things. Keyboards. Right, let's have something a little bit slightly more lively. Oh, I like all this restful music. How about you? Or do you just like hardcore punk rock and nothing else?
Take the strings to practice fishing knots. We'll trade places when the music stops. Stay distracted till the pressure drops. There's your savior, only just in time. Barely possible behavior on the borderline. I am no one, you are no one.
You can't beat these quality sound effects, can you? Okay, don't answer that. Of course you can. Anyway, before the silly sound effect, you heard an awesome track, number 48, When the Music Stops by Charlie Tophill. Nice one. Right. Okay, so the battle between music and poetry continues to rage. It's something people are really passionate about. And what's that coming over the hill? Is it a poet? A poem? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
So this next one. So when I was growing up, my parents were quite young and they were all busy working. So I spent a lot, I was really lucky and I got to spend a lot of time with my grandparents. And me and my sister had a habit of going into their bedroom in the morning, getting into their bed, and then shouting to my granddad, "Come on, granddad, make the tea." So that's the title of this poem. This is what it's about. Mornings are curled under fresh cotton sheets, eating hot cross buns from Granny and Grandad's kitchen. We wash fat delicacies down with a fresh brew poured from the pot. The kettle whistles in the afternoon. Granny balances mugs on a tray. Cow biscuits wrapped neatly in white napkins, the optimal dunking treats. Friday night brings fish and chips. Grandad carefully lists our orders as if taking an exam. We watch eagerly with brew in hand. We rely on these small rituals, but as the years widen with oceans, I discover new home comforts. Mediterranean halloumi with sun-soaked tomatoes. Whitsunday kangaroo burgers, Bologna bolognese, cheese fondue on the French Alps, Galapagos pinto and plantain, hand-caught Costa Rican lobster. But no matter the distance, we video call. Granny's grainy face smiles about the times we shared a cup of the good stuff. But I glance at my teapot sitting on top of the fridge, holding more dust than water, scared to add another drop between us. At night, I dream of toes curled under cotton sheets, hot cross buns spread with full fat butter. I catch all of the crumbs as I watch the pot pour a nice, fresh brew.
Lovely.
Doesn't have a cup of tea.
Poetry returns. Music sucks. Or does it? I'll let you decide. You can like both. Somebody messaged the show once to say they don't like music or poetry. Oh, come on. And number 47, you heard Come On Grandad, Make Some Tea by Camille McCauley. Great poem. I mean, there's lots of food references in there. If anybody who knows me will like know that I like things like biscuits and fish and chips and cake and tea. Yeah, nice cup of tea. Coffee flavoured, preferably for me. Anyway, poetry, it's the new rock and roll. We don't need music, do we?
Adopted Sulfurian. I wandered lonely, not as a cloud, a free spirit with words of poetical diction, political, just about real life, real people, real lives, spoken word, a fact, sometimes fiction. I wandered lonely, meandering like the Irwell, feeling refreshed as I drifted into Salford. On a lonely night I found inspiration. My spirits lifted, musicians, the finest wordsmiths, my mind full of oration, off the cuff, then scripted. I wandered lonely, yet on arriving among kings and crescents, performers, audiences, new friends taken into the bosom of friendships, feeling safe in the spirit of Salford. I wandered, never alone, a Dr. Salfordian who loves the honesty, the humour, tells it how it is, attitude in a place that gave us the likes of Clark, Cook, Finney, Sumner, Reed, Delaney, just a few of talent, of inspiration for inclusion in any miscellany. Salford gave me friendships, words of inspiration. Here in my testimony, Salford, you have my affection.
Yay! Poetry, better than music. Don't worry, we've got some music to finish the show in a minute. I like poetry and music. I love them both. They're amazing. I mean, some music, the words, are like poetry anyway, aren't they? So you've got to like both. Well, that's my own view. Feel free to differ. I'm sure somebody will. So at 46, you heard Adopted Salfordian by Carol Robson. We like poetry on the show. So, if you're a poet out there, get in touch, come on the show, You can perform your poetry, read it, whatever, jump up and down and shout it at me. If you like, I like poets coming on the show because they don't need a lot of space, do they? Just need a, you know, a chair and a microphone. And sometimes they don't even need a chair. I know some quite loud poets that don't even need a microphone. But yeah, it does help to broadcast it via a microphone. Anyway, so that's it for this week. I've got one more track for you. So I'll tell you what it is after. Music makes a return. Excellent. You're going to enjoy this. That's an order.
I need a rest.
Don't worry, it's not real. Brilliant. At number 45, 45 even, you heard Hyperfocus by Doberwoman. Doberwoman, Doberwoman, a.k.a. Ali Nix, is coming in sometime on the show next year, early in the year, to perform something. That'd be good. So keep this frequency clear. I'll let you know. I'm looking for guests to come in January. I'm looking for a range of people to come in, do music and poetry and just talking generally. So if you're not expressed an interest in coming in, please let me know. In the interest of fairness, we will alternate between men and women and non-binary people and different sorts of things. We won't have the same thing every week. So I'm here every week. If you really want to, you can come in every single week for the rest of the year. Let me know. Oh, yeah, the studio's not very big, so if you're a band of more than three people, we can't fit you in. I'll come out and interview you if you like. I've got a little sound recorder, but get in touch anyway if you'd like to get some publicity, make my shows more interesting, whatever. You don't have to be involved in Diversity Fest. Just let us know. You just have to be interesting. So if you're interested, get in touch. That's almost everybody, isn't it? Right, I'll play out now with... I've run out of Diversity Festive 33 tracks, so I'm going to play you some more ambient loveliness from that thing that I randomly downloaded last week, which was by someone called... Oh, God, I've forgotten her name. Deborah Martin. Nothing to do with this, but nice chilled music to help you relax. See you next week. Keep it diverse.
See you next week, and remember... Keep it diverse.